We are on Daf, Pei Zayin, Amed Aleph. Before we see the two Taisvesim we have not as yet learned, I'd like to mention one Nekuda. We have said, as far from the Taisves HaRosh, that the Taisves HaRosh says, what's the Svare at Godel, a mitzvah va'isa is doing a mitzvah. Kolzman, there's no tzivui, there's no concept of a mitzvah. A tzivui makes it for a mitzvah. Mimi she'ein a mitzvah va'isa, if a person is ein a mitzvah va'isa, he's doing a good thing, but he's not doing a mitzvah. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef said he would very much like to hear that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that he's a mitzvah. If I'm mitzvah in mitzvahs, isli agra tveis, I have more schar. So I'd like us to be magdil. There is a inyan of eine mitzvah v'ayse, and there's an inyan of mitzvah v'ayse. There's a Meiradike Goyin in Mishle, Kapitel Yodalad, Pasuk Lamedalad. The Goyin says, and perhaps let us be Magdim, a Gemara in Sanhedrin, to understand what the Gemara is speaking about. The Gemara in Sanhedrin relates there was a Goyish Melech, Baladon, Ben Baladon, who heard about a nest that occurred with Chizkiyoh HaMelech. And since he was so impressed with this nest, he wanted to send a letter to Chizkiyoh HaMelech. The sefer, the secretary of Baladan ben Baladan was Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar was not around when they decided to send the letter, so they made the nusach of the letter without Nebuchadnezzar. They sent it out. Nebuchadnezzar came back. They informed him they had sent this letter. So Nebuchadnezzar asked what was the nusach of the letter? They told him the beginning of the letter, they gave shalom to Chizkiyoh HaMelech, to Kaltid Yerushalayim, and to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And Nebuchadnezzar told them, if you're giving shalom to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you're greeting the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the letter also, you should be magdim the Rabbeinu Shel Olam before Chizkiyoh HaMelech. And he told them, this is the proper way of writing the letter. They told him, well, the letter was already written, it was sent out. If you feel that it is so important to change the nusach, so chase the shliach, And you'll chase the shliach, and you'll bring back the letter, and we'll make a different nusach. That's exactly what Nebuchadnezzar did. He chased the shliach. And Chazal tell us they made a nes, that he didn't have to chase the shliach too long. He only had to take 3 steps. And he got back the letter, and he changed the nusach. Personally, I really feel that what Nebuchadnezzar asked them, the nusach of the letter, and that how he corrected the nusach, I personally feel that Nebuchadnezzar did not do it l'shem shamayim. The kvod shamayim meant so much to him. I think he really meant his own kavod. He wanted to tell them, if the secretary isn't here, don't send letters. You don't know how to write a proper letter, a proper nusach. That's what I think his real kavanah was. But al kaponim, from his actions, there came about a kvod shamayim. Kvod shamayim was the letter, the nusach of the letter was changed. And in the new nusach, there were magdim, the kavod of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that was the beginning of the letter, and it brought out Kavod Shemayim. Now I'd like to say over a goyin in Mishlei, Kapitel Yadal, Posek Lamedal, So the Goyim is speaking about Goyim, Goyim do mitzvahs. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzorich l'shalem gemulam bo'ilam hazeh. That means Olam Haba, there's no concept of Olam Haba for Goyim, especially for such a mitzvah that he had done. He gets paid on this world. Zukte Goyim uschar mitzvah hu rav. The schar of a mitzvah is tremendous. To pay for a schar of a mitzvah on this world. Kemoi shemotzinu eitzel Nebuchadnezzar, we found by Nebuchadnezzar, shebishchar sholesh psiyos, three steps he had taken to, that through these three steps there came about Kvoit Shemayim, he shlitoi al kol ha'olam. The Rebbe Yishlom gave him the power that he could rule over the whole world. Vehechiv beis hamikdash. He destroyed the bay. He wanted to destroy the beis hamikdash. He destroyed the beis hamikdash. Vahorag es chasideinu. And he killed thousands of tzaddikim and chasidim. Vahakoil. Why was this all given to him? Kidei sheyismalei ritzoinu. He should be satisfied after it was given him such a schar. He was mashlit b'chol ha'olam, he was machab the Beis HaMikdash, he killed so many yidnim with such a sein of Yisrael, v'yiye schorei mishulam. So he should get paid. He had to get paid. The Rebbein Yishlam in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mekapeich schar kol berye, he paid him. That's a schar of an einay mitzvah v'oysa. There was no mitzvah on him to do it, but he has to get paid. And that the Goyin says, schar mitzvah hu rav. It's tremendous. A mitzvah voice, then one is doing a mitzvah already. And that Chazal tell us, schar mitzvah b'hai al-malek. You can't begin to pay it on this world. There's nothing on this world that is capable of being a fraction of a payment of a schar mitzvah. So that is why it can only be paid in Olam Haba. And that was what Rav Yosef was pining. That if someone will say, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so it comes that he is a mitzvah voice, but the schar of a mitzvah voice is ayin leiros alekim zuloscha. This is a meiradik eschar. Now let us see Taisvis, v'chein hoye Rabbi Yehuda poitroi mikol dinim shebetoira. We hear there a few beraises. One beraisa we heard that Rabbi Yehuda patterned from boishes, asume, mchiyuvet, tashlume boishes. He learned that exere shove necha inecha. Then, b'cheinoi Rabbi Yehuda patterned him from Goliath and Mrs. Besden. Then we had another beraisa, he patterned him mikol dinim shebeteire. So l'cher kol dinim shebeteire means, he's not mechuyev b'chol mishpatei ha-teira. So, fraktois v'esteima im keim ha-yiyya d'apot Rabbi Yehuda b'boishas lel. So why do you need that Rabbi Yehuda started off by saying he parted from boishas? He's parted from all dinim, all mishpatei ha-teira he's parted from. Kasha number one, he's parted from all dinim. And he has a gzeira shava to pata from boishe shem v'shamayim. If I have a hekish that we learn out mishpotim from goyel adam, just like there's not in goyel adam by yisume, there's no mishpotim by yisume. So he's pata from all mishpotim. So if I say it's pata from tashlumi boishe also. So why do you need the memra of Rav Yehuda and why do you need the gzeira shava? V'nira l'ri, sh'b'psoif chosa b'ay Rav Yehuda v'masho y'poitre m'boishas l'vat, sh'motza drosha l'poitre m'misa v'golos. That means, it seems, these chidushim, these pturim that Rav Yehuda patat asume, did not come all at once. It was b'hadroge. First, Rav Yehuda had a limud that a sumis potat to pay tashlum m'boishas. Many years later, he was Machadish Mochidushim, his potter to go in Golas if he killed Bishaygik, his potter Mrs. Besdin if he killed Bemezid. And then later he came and said that his potter Mimish Potem. So these were all These were all chidushim that were neschadish in the latest man. So Tosfos ain't a chanami. After that, what the Braisa starts, I reviewed the patent from Boishes. That was the first diktar of Rabbi Yehuda. That Asum is part of Boishes. 10 years later, that was later. Later, Rabbi Yehuda came and it was machadish that not only is the summa potter from Boishes, he's potter from Mishpotem also. Kshabasayf chosabai Rabbi Yehuda mashay poitre mi Boishes levad, kshamotza drosha le poitre mi misa begolas. Now he found a different drosha, sainachanami. I don't need to say there's a specific ptur on boishes. It's part of a more mishpot. Frag the Pnei Yeshua Kasha. We have a klal. One cannot make a gzeira shove alim kein the gomrei mil rabbi. So he started off with a gzeira shove inecha inecha. And this gzeira shove patters from. We learn out boishes from Edom Zaymimim, just like Edom Zaymimim, we're speaking about that the Edom are not sumim, so by boishes, the Mabaish is not a sumim. So there was a gzeira shove. But he had charote. I mean, but there was a gzeira shove, it was the gomroi mirabai. Now he had charote from that. But what's with the gzeira shove? As if it could be Yeshua Kashi. So I saw that Dvar Yaakov brings down, and we had in the beginning of Baba Kama and Daf Hei, the Gemara learns out, the Chav Dalet, the Ovis, the Zikim, all pay for Meitav. And it doesn't say by all Chav Dalet, it is a Gzera Shav, Alimit, Tachas, Nesina, Yishalim, Kosef, and that's how there's different Droshes and Ephanim how to learn this out. So Taisis and Daf Hei and Alef, Besifri mapik boishes mi vakatsoisa eskapo leisoche seinecho v'yalef meidim zaymim. Besifri learns that boishes pays meitav, you learn that from meidim zaymim. Fine. So there's a drosha of the Sifri, so we have a new use of this gzeire shove. The Gemara, the Agam Bavli doesn't bring this limud. We have different limudim. But could very well be that Rabbi Yehuda held like the Sifri that this Gzeira Shove is needed. I can learn out boishes from Edom Zaymimim. Not to tell me that Asumis Potter on boishes is coming to tell me that you pay Meitav by boishes. So I need this Gzeira Shove for a different halacha. Inami. Ilav the goli gzeire shove deinecha lifter sume have svore le midrish kabigolis kerameh. Now, let us just refresh our memories. We had on Vav Pebova Medbeis, a machloikis Rab Yehuda and Rameyer is a sume potter from golis. Rab Yehuda said he's potter because says beloy ra'is. Beloy ra'is means he didn't see the person that got killed. But I says he's a roye. So I say he's the whole chi of Golas is a person who's a roye, and he didn't see the person who got killed. So we have a sume that never sees, there's not been Golas. That is Rabbi Yehuda's drosh. So he learns that a sume is potter from Golas. Rav Meir says, there's two miyutim, there's a miyut, b'loy ra'ois. There's another miyut with blidas, bleirois is a miyut anasume, blidas is a miyut anasume. So two miyutim, a miyut ach, a miyut alar a rabbi, so I learn out that asume is chayat gold. That's the machloikis of Yehuda and Rameh. So Taisva says something very interesting. Taisva said if Rab Yehuda would not find that asume is potter on something, he would never be so daring to say, Asuma is potter from Golas. L'maisa, he went down the line, he's potter from Golas, and he says, Besnan, and Mishpotim, and Mitzvahs. But that is because he had one posik that said clearly, the Gzeir Shabbat, he's potter from Boishes. We see Epis Asuma is different aloches. As I see it's different aloches, now I'll enlarge in these pturim, and I'll have different limudim. But if I wouldn't see any place, Behedya, that Esume is potter on one of the halachas, I would never say that he's potter on any halachas. He'd be made a terameya. He'd be made a terameya. He would say that Esume is chayiv goldus. But since he had this posik, and I see this pturim by Esume, so that's why he was chayiv on Ramea, and he says there's a mir by goldus also. That's what Taisvus answers. Ilav, let's see, anyway, Ilav the Golig Zeyreshova Deinecha Lifter Sume have a Svore Lemedrish Kabigolus Kamecha. I wouldn't see Beferish in one place that a Sume is different than any other Yid. I would bend backwards to say that Sume is Chayav Golus also like Rameya. But since I see there were Pturim already, so I learned differently. I would want to say one nekuda. I don't know if this is true, but perhaps yesh dvorim begav. We learned yesterday at Taisvis. Taisvis says that Rameya holds that there's two miyutim. There's a miyut, one the b'leirois asumes pota, lidas asumes pota, a miyut ach, a miyut elul rabbi. So Taisvis asks the kashen, Taisvis blags by a tema. Taisvis says, if you're ending up by saying Asuma is chayiv, so I need two miyutim. Don't say anything, so automatically Asuma will be chayiv. Taisvus by us remains with Akasha. Taisvus doesn't say it there. He mentioned Taisvus and Yuma says no, because by Emerson there could be this alima to be mamayit. That means if I wouldn't say anything, I could be have a mamatzinu, a kalvachayim, the Taisvus knew there's alima to be mamayit. So the Torah said two miyutim, which I meet achamit echel el the rabbis, to come to tell us that no, asum is chayiv goldus. That's what Taisus says in Yom. But our Taisus remains with Akasha. So I wanted to say, it could be that our Taisus did not say like Taisus in Yom, because I think the second Teretz does not stem with Taisus in Yom. Why? According to Taisvus in Yume, if there would not be two ribuyim, there would not be two miyutim, I would say Asume is potter from Golas. There's a limud that tells me that Asume is potter from Golas. A mamatzino, a kalvochayme, that means if the Torah had a right of beferish ribuy, so Taisvus goes, without this beferish ribuy, I would make a limud your potter from Golas. And the ribui comes to tell Shechayev Golas. So, if there's a beferisha oifen to learn out your potter from Golas, so why was Rabbi Yehuda so scared? He wouldn't say your potter from Golas, unless he would see by voices your potter from Tashlumi Boishes. Why does he need that? I have here a limud at your potter from Golas. So that is why Taisus by us remained with a tame. Taisus did not want to say that Taisus said it. And by Emerson, there's no limit whatsoever to say you're part of Golas. So Taisus says to Kasha, so why do you need two miyutim to be mabes? So Taisus remained with that thing. V'chein hoya Rab Yehuda poitroi mikol ha-mitzvei shebetoyr. Now we had the last baraisa that were makish mitzvahs to mishpotim. Kol sheyeshni mimishpotim yesh mei b'mitzvus v'chukim, and since asum mispotov mimishpotim mispotov v'mitzvus. So b'kitza asum mispotov v'mitzvus. Teime, hodis nan b'perik ha-keri ha-samigile, Rabbi Yehuda oime, kol sheleiro mo'irois miyomov la'yifrois al shema. Now, let us just for 2 minutes elaborate what is this Yifrei Sal Shema? We'll see from Taisvus. Yifrei Sal Shema means that someone got up, Zman Chazal, and perhaps he said Kaddish in Boruchu, and then he went straight. He went to the Yitzhoyer, Avarabe, and Krishma, and Emes V'yatzev, to go Yisrael. And Bizman Chazal, this was said out loud. I mean, the Shat said, Baruch HaTashem Yitzhav, Chayshach HaMe'elorets, and everyone listened. It was quiet. The Shat said that he was Peres Al Shema, and we'll see from Taisi, he said Shema also. Everyone was, he got a good Shat, so knew how to say he was medaddik, he said Krishma Kilchosa, and everyone was listening, and that's how it was. Agavuche, and that what we started saying, the Rabbeinu Yoyne, that's what Shvodan Shulchan Rabbeinu Yoyne was, Liboy, maybe he missed a word, and maybe so Rabbeinu Yoyne started saying together with the shots, to make sure he shouldn't miss a word. Then the other people, the Rabbeinu Yoyne says together with the shots, I also better say together with the shots. So we ended up by saying all the Bichas Krishma together. But Agavuche, they, to say over, Rav Henkin, Zecheinu Lebrocha, they were, I think it's in the Sefer, and they said this by the Hespit, when he was Nifta, they said, but Al Kolponim, the Tzura of Peiris Al Shema, we still have to have. Therefore, he said, the Shatz should say out loud, the Hascholos HaBrocha, Yetzerei Revoi Rechoshech, he should start off the Brocha, is a Psich, he should say that out loud. Somehow, Rosh Hashanah, we say it out loud. We see from the Shatz, it is Anusach, Yetzirah, V'Rechoshech, Reilom. And Gol Yisrael, you should say out loud. You should say Gol Yisrael out loud. And Agavuche, that what the Minigaylov is to say, Gol, the quiet by Yisrael, is not like it says in Shulchan Aruch. Because in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole problem how you should avoid an answering Ome. To say together with the Shatz, We're smarter than the Shulchan Aruch. We said still, and so he didn't hear. So there's no problem. Vaistays that no one thought of. You're supposed to say it out loud. A gabuch I once heard from Rav Chatzkel Horowitz, Zecheinu Lebrocha, the Satmar Rebbe used to say Gol Yisrael out loud. And Rav Henkin also said it should be said out loud. That's the Peiris Al Shema. Anyway, so let's go back to. Let us go back to the Gemara Megillah. Ab Yehuda Ima Koshle Roa Ma'iris Miyomov. A person who never in his life saw Ma'iris, La Yifrei Sal Shema. He shouldn't be Peiris Sal Shema. He says, Yaitzerer, Varechoshech, Boch Atashem Yaitzer Ma'iris. He never derived benefit from the Ma'iris. He doesn't appreciate what this is. He can't be a shatz. Leifreis al shema. Fine. Fraktachtois was fine. That's very good. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Bayos, Rabbi Yehuda says that asum is potom in a mitzvah, so there's a different problem. Afilu he saw Moiris, he knows the chshivas of Moiris, but how could it be the shatz? He has to be mitzi the oilam, and he's now a lav bachayube. Asum es potam in a mitzvah. Afilo rov en isma nami yom ahochid de potam. Mikol ha mitzvah. Vech yivrei sal shema lo hitzi achere. So how can it be peiris sal shema? Hey, so we have a member of Rab Yehuda that only a certain sume, that lo ro moiris mi yomov can say shema. And here we have that, and here we have that Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's a lav b'achiyuvim. Ubi Rishalmi demuki shaloyrom oiris miyomav v'yoshu v'bayis ofol ha-shanoylad b'morah v'ayne suma ha-sishav. He says, the Rishalmi learns a different shot in this memory. It means not a blind person. It means a person who never was all the time in a dark cave, in a dark house. He never went outside in his life. So Memela, this person never was nene from the Meiris. He can't say Shema. So Memela's very good. So this person is a Baal Chiyuve, but he, the Baroche of Yetzer Meiris, he can't say because he doesn't appreciate how much Hatova there is in the Yetziris HaMeiris. Avo Bigmore di Don Mash, but that's the Yerushalmi. But from Bavi, it would seem, the Mairi Besume Mamish, that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about Asume, who never saw Moiris. Meforish, the Meforish, time at Rabbi Yehuda, Domaine Poiris, Mishum Deine Nene Mina Moiris. Rabbi Yehuda also, he shouldn't say this broche, because he was never Nene Mina Moiris. But Rabbonan Sobrin, the Rabbonan hold that Asume Meikore could say this broche, Isle Hano, Asume Mekore also has Hano from Meiris. Others Asume Mekore, but not from Meiris. Rabbi Yosi. Shara Suma Vavuke Biyodai. Rabbi Yosef saw once a Suma walking in the night with an Avuke. Oma Aleis, Rabbi Yosef told the Suma, Bni Avuke Zui Zu Lomo. Why are you holding an Avuke? Why do you need an Avuke? You can't see where you're going side by side. Oma Aloi calls Man Shabuke Zu Biyodi, Bni Odom Roy Noisi, Matsil Noisi Minaprosim. Pakel. The Avuke accomplishes that people will see me. So Paket, I'm deriving benefit from this Avuke. So Memele, so Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean the Sumit doesn't derive benefit from the Moiris? He sure does. He walks by day in the street, so people see him walking and groping, and so they'll see if there's pits or if there's Mechshailis, they'll be matzalim. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, Asume, the Rabbanu say, according to Rabbi Yossi, that Asume could say Yotzei Moiris. And Rabbi Yehuda holds not, he can't say you need a direct anor, not an indirect anor. Fine. But Al Kaponim from Babli, we see that we're speaking about Asume. We're not speaking about someone who never saw him. So Mamela, we have a shreklecha problem. Asume is potem in the mitzvahs. How could he be mitzi the oilom? V'nire, the aval gav, the potter of Yehuda, asume mikol ha-mitzvahs. Mikol mokem mit rabon on chai. Natesu says, amur adik is ach. Rabbi Yehuda holds min ha-teir, asume is potem in ha-mitzvahs. But the rabon on said, asume has to do all mitzvahs. Now, why did the rabbonon do this? I mean, why are the rabbonon frumer than the Torah? The Torah said, "Asume is potter." One said, "Is mechayek." The other gav the ish mifter mitzusese shas mangrome. We see women are pot mitzusese shas mangrome. Blei mechayvi afilu mid rabbonon. The rabbonon didn't say, "Well, in the Torah you're potter, the rabbonon you should be chayv." No, the Torah said you're potter. Fine, so you're potter. So you don't have to blow shofar. You don't have to take a lulav. So why all of a sudden by Asume did the Rabbanan get frum? It said, yeah, you take a potem in a mitzvah, but with the Rabbanan we want you to mechuyev a mitzvah. So Taisa says, because there's a big difference between Asume and Aisha. Mishum sheyesh mitzvahs harbei de mechayev ibu. There are many mitzvahs that an Isha is chayev. Avo Asume ipotres lei mikol ha mitzvahs. If you say that Asume is potem mikol ha mitzvahs. Afilu mi darabona. In Cain, Avalei kemoi goi. Sheini noyik b'teiris Yisrael klal. That means there's a big difference between an Isha and there's a big difference between an Isha and a Sume. An Isha is part of mitzvah as man grome, but there are many mitzvahs that are not man grome. So memele, so an Isha, she's not like a goi. She does mitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs that she does. Mashtemel the chachamim so certain so she's potter from Shaifer and lulav and sukkah so she's potter. But al koponim she does mitzvahs so she has Yiddishkeit in her a niyug of Yiddishkeit. Mashenken of a sumo be potter min a mitzvah so be mamish like a goy. Lekach. So now comes out like this. So it comes out that a sume mit rabbonin is chayiv in all mitzvahs. So now we ask the kasha, so how could a sume be peiris al shema? It's no problem. A sume is peiris al shema because mit rabbonin is chayiv. So mainly he's called a bachiyuv mit rabbonin. Lekach oisai shalei rov meiris miyomov. So he's taking potter from this bracha because he can't say yetsa meiris. Filim mit rabbanu lo yifreis al shema. Kim in the last layer, no, he never had a no from meiris. Avol im rov in istimo, but what is if he saw meiris once? So the bracha he can't say. It's chay mit rabbanu. O moitzi acherim yedei chay bosom. And he's moitzi, nikibi moitzi others. Acherim namilu mechay v'yelu mit rabbanu. The Krishma the Rabbanani Kidama the Mishemesai. Rabbi Yehuda holds Krishma is the Rabbanan. The Krishma is the Rabbanan. So what is Taisva saying? How did Krishma come into this scenario? So So the Chasam Sofer, the Tshuva Siman Tezvav, says that, as we had mentioned before, the Peiris al-Shma said the whole set. He started from Yetzer Oyer, and he said Abba Rabbe, and he said Krishma. He said the whole thing. So Memele, so the Summe, the Summe that, that was Peiris al-Shma, he also said Krishma. Now, if we'll hold that Krishma is a deraisa, she's a lapach yuva, how can it be mighty the oilam with Krishma? So kochel Krishma, he holds Krishma is a rabbono. So memele, he said, Krishma is a rabbono, so, and the hochiv is a rabbono, she could be mighty. Well, they don't me chiv the summa lech yuva the kotna she gia lechinach. Shein elo lechanchoi. Avogav the chayim yidrabbono, peris al shma, loitzechem yidei chibos. So now, Taisus has a problem. Taisus has a problem. Here we say that a sumer who's chayev midarabonon can be mighty other people who are mechuyev midarabonon. He's a chayev midarabonon. They're mechuyev midarabonon. He's called a bachayev and he can be mighty. Lemaisa a cotton is also mechuyev midarabonon in chinuch. In its claw, a cotton can be mighty. So Taisus asked, so what is a cotton different? Then Asume, both are chayim midarabona, and Asume can be mighty, and a cotton can be mighty. So, let's not say pshat and Taisvis teretz, we'll come to Taisvis in 1 second. Bemisin is a machlekes rashi and Taisvis and broches. What is pshat and chiyav chinach? Is the chiyav chinach, there's a chiyav chinach and ktanim. Rashi learns there's no chiyav on the cotton whatsoever. The cotton doesn't have to do anything. Filled by mitzvah doesn't have to do anything. There's a chiyuv on the father. The father is to tap him on the shoulder, yankel a bench, yankel make a brocha. That's the father's chiyuv, not the son's chiyuv. No mitzvah to tell the son. It's obel kaponim. The father has to make sure that the son should do all these mitzvahs. Right, that's the father's chiyuv. So according to Rashi Lashitosi, the kasha doesn't begin. Why can't a cotton be mitzi? A cotton is a labach yuvich. There's no chiyuv at all, so therefore he can't be mitzi of. Now, and Taisus is asking Akasha Lishitosai. Taisus says it's not true. Taisus says a cotton is mechuyev midrabon. Forget about the father. Till the father's not around, you're mechuyev midrabon, you're mechuyev to learn Krishma, to do all the mitzvahs midrabon, when you give lechinuch. So why can't he be mighty? What is the difference? What is different asume than a cotton? So Taisus says, she'ein elo lechanchai. The chiyuv of the cotton is different than the chiyuv of a summa. And Tais saying a meirdik alom to Shabbat. Tais is saying as follows. The chachomim were machayev a summa b'mitzvahs. That means even though minatayri is potter, but the chachomim said, midarabona, you're chayev in all mitzvahs. So he's chayev in mitzvahs. Finish. He's chayev in mitzvahs. So just like a yid is chayev in mitzvahs, darabona, he's also chayev in mitzvahs, midarabona. See, he's a bar chiyuv, he can be mitzvah. Chazal were never machayev a cotton b'mitzvahs. He's not a b'achiyuve. There's a mitzvah chinach on the cotton. Chinach is machayev to be margil himself. That means, not that Chazal said, Yankel, the 10-year-old, you're machayev a mitzvah lulav. You're machayev a mitzvah shayv, you're machayev a mitzvah krishma. Nah, he's not machayev in the mitzvahs. Chazal didn't put chayev on him. Chazal, you're machayev to take a lulav. Why am I going to take a lulav? Because if you take a lulav for 4 years, you'll know, when you become a god, you know to take a lulav. You're mechuyev to learn Krishma. Why? So you'll be mogul learning Krishma. So when you come to bar mitzvah, you'll learn Krishma properly. But Chazal never made a chiyuv mitzvah on him. They only made a chiyuv hargola on him. He's mechuyev to be malgal himself. So that's the kol is about the yuvah. That's why he can't be mitzvah. Now, I'd like to speak about for a few minutes. We have here Taisus as a Meirdik Chiddush that even according to Abiyuda that the Summa is part of the mitzvahs, the Rabbanon said he's chayev. Zrek the Tura Yevin, watch out, the Rabbanon said he's chayev. Gemara says, how do we know a Yid is mechuyev in mitzvahs? And mitzvahs the Rabbanon. It says, Leisoso, Mekal Hashem Yeruche. So the Mekoyer of the Rabbanon, Eichem Tzivonu, Leisoso. So the Makur, why am I mechuyev to listen to the Rabbonon? Because it says Leisosa. Fine. Frag the Turei Yevin, but is part of mina mitzvahs. So he's part of a more mitzvah. So that's why I say he's mechuyev mit the Rabbonon. What makes him listen to the Rabbonon? He's part of, we mechuyev to listen to the Rabbonon as Leisosa. But if he's part of mina mitzvahs, so memele, so what makes him mechuyev mitzvahs mit the Rabbonon? He's not mechuyev to listen to the Rabbonon. That's the Turei Yevin's kasha. And for the Turei Yevin, that's what assume is part of mina mitzvahs, like a mitzvah sasei. Mitzvahs loisase. Mitzvahs loisase is chayiv. He's chayiv, no mitzvahs loisase. So memele, so he's chayiv in loisoso. He's also chayiv in loisoso. So memele, the chomim said, listen here, you mechuyev in all mitzvahs. So out loisoso, he's mechuyev in all mitzvahs. This is what the Turei Yevin says. The night of Yehuda is chaylik on the Turei Yevin. The night of God, Rabbi Kveik, also is like the Turei Yevin. The night of Yehuda is chaylik on the Turei Yevin. The night of Yehuda says, Asume is potter from all mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Eser, mitzvahs Leisas. He's potter from everything. The night of Yehuda brings a ray from our Tosfos. Tosfos said, why were the Rabbonon Machayev Asume mitzvahs? He shouldn't be like a goy. He shouldn't be like a goy. He doesn't need Yom Kippur. He doesn't need Chometz. I mean, all the love and you start talking with him. It's Lashon Hara. I mean, it's you see the Yiddishkeit 20 times a day on him. So he doesn't wear tzitzis. But Al Kaponim, you say he'll be. Taisa says Shein Einoyik B'Toyras Yisrael Klal. If he wouldn't be mechuyev mit Rabbonon, he'll be. There's no Yiddishkeit in him. What's that? No Yiddishkeit with him? He's mekayim all the law. So the Neid Yehuda says, from this thesis we see that he's potter from Essen, Klaven, everything. He's potter from everything. So Kan Shaila Bet. No, if he's potter from everything, now we're back to the Kashya. So what's that? I'm mit Rabbonon is chayav. Why is he mechuyev to listen to the Rabbonon? I mean, the Rabbonon tell him he's chayav. There's another Kashya also, which we said there's a chiyuv chinuch on a cotton, according to Shitas HaTosfos, a cotton is mechuyev. Why is a cotton mechuyev? Chom say he mechuyev to, why is he mechuyev? He's zichen not mechuyev in any mitzvahs. Why is he mechuyev to listen to the Chachomim? He's saying in a Torah is part from everything. A zichen, a cotton is part of Olam, from Essen, from everything. The Rabbonon said you mechuyev. Why is he mechuyev to listen to the Rabbonon? So we have here Akasha on the night of Yehuda by Yesume. We have here Akasha by Akotten. Why is he mechuyev to listen to the Rabbonon? So Rabbi Chonon, Kuntra Sivrei Seifrim, he says, Amor de Kezach. He says, oh, Isurei de Rabbonon. All mitzvahs the Rabbonon. Not that the Rabbonon sat back, we have to make something new gzeiros today, new mitzvahs today. What do you say we should do? That's a good idea. It didn't work like that. All gzeiros the Rabbonon and all mitzvahs the Rabbonon was Hiskimo Daiton Ledas Hamokim. The Rabbeinu Shalom wanted that the Rabbonon should do this. It's not written Beferish in the Torah. It's not said Bedivrei Nevu. But the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted that they should do it. That Klal Yisrael should exist with Gzeiros and Siogim and these mitzvahs to Rabbonon. This is Rotzen Hashem. Rabbi Chonon says, Pshat, Shloisha Dvorim, Osa Moshe Rabbeinu Midaitoi, Biski Midaitoi Ledas Hamokin, Pirish Mineish, and he says, when Moshe, or it was Yosef, Moshe Yemecha, this was Ad Rabbonon. This was, it wasn't a real limud. Moshe Rabbeinu held, it should be like this. He was Machaven, this was the Rabbeinu Shalom, we see later, the Rabbeinu Shalom was masking to this. But Napshat, it was Ad Raisa, it was Ad Rabbonon. He schema daita ledas hamokim. All the Rabbonon and the Kegzeiris are the same thing. And he says, Amoyre de Kipshat, he says, there's a posik in Yirmiyah, he teaches the posik Meiradik. The posik says in Yirmiyah, let's again to the whole pasuk, but the pasuk says, "Asher loitzi visi, v'loit dibarti, v'loit olsa alibi." But that what was done was loitzi visi, v'loit dibarti, v'loit olsa alibi. Shteitn targim, loitzi visi, loif hakedis b'yeraisa. There was no mitzvah min ha-Torah. No mitzvah min ha-Torah. V'loi dibarti loi shalchis b'yad abdai neviya. I didn't send a novi. V'loi also alibi v'loi rabba kadomi. This is not my rotzen also. Zut Rabbi Chana, we see the atmi oifanim of doing something. Either there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah, or the rabbi shalchis dibarti, there was a dibur to a novi, so it's b'dibur kabbalah. Or it was also alibi, was my rotzen that this should happen. And that, what happened over there, wasn't also alibi. So Bekitzer, he says as follows. So he says, all the gzeiras and mitzvahs that Rabbonon, chazal u'machavon tarotz, this is what the Rabbi Yishol wants we should do. And that's why all these shogun came and all these mitzvahs came. Rotzen Hashem, everyone is mechuyiv. The whole Bria was created to be Mamala Rotzen Hashem. That is no tiny, he's a cotton. That is no tiny, he's a sume. Rotzen Hashem, everyone is supposed to do. A sume is potam in a mitzvah. A cotton is potam in a mitzvah. Yeah, mitzvahs are potam for this, they move him. For mitzvahs is potam. But to be Mamala Rotzen Hashem, that everyone is machoyev. So Mamela, he says, if Chazal said, but the Zachir of Chinuch, that means this is Iskima Daiton Ladas HaMokim. This is, the Rabbi Nishlam wants that we should do this. And so Memel, this is Ratzon Hashem that we should tell the Ktanim that they should do mitzvahs. This is Ratzon Hashem that we should tell the Summa to do mitzvahs. In Ratzon Hashem, a Summa is also Mokhiv, and a Kotm is also Mokhiv. Even though it's not Mitzvah in the Lavin, but he's Mokhiv to Makayim Ratzon Hashem. And he ends up with a beautiful Ryan. He says that Bilam said, "La yuchal laver es pi Hashem." Bilam said, "If the Rabbi Shlom tell me beferish, I can't. La yuchal laver es pi Hashem. Rotzen Hashem. I know he doesn't want me to go. But as long as he doesn't say bepem olay, we go." That was the avla of Bilam. Bilam was not mekayim rotzen Hashem. Pi Hashem will listen. That he told Bolak, my hands are tied. The Rebbe Shlom tells me I can't do anything. But that way I understand what he wants. He knows what he wants. I know what he wants. And we ignore it. And that ended up with Bilam Morosh. Okay. Let us go further the Mishnah. The first Mishnah Nachayvel started by saying that Chayvel is Chayvach Mishadvo. Zachayim abadam ibashev. Sha'adam mishalim nezik, tzah, ripu, yishevis, aboishes. Umishalim demei blodis. If it was, he hit any hika, isha horov, yotsu blodel, but he's demei blodis. Vishoyer, ain't him mishalim elo nezik, he doesn't pay dalad vorim, tzah, ripu, yishevis, aboishes. Upotam id mei blodis. Another aloche. Hamake es ovi, es imoi, Layosa behem chabure. The Gemara said before, speaking about that he shaved off his hair, and the father was merakad beikuvi, and it's a mum, and he couldn't dance, and there was nezek tzaripi, shavis aboishes. So, layosa behem chabure, so there's no din of kimle b'darab minei, so he's chayiv to pay, chayiv b'kula. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, v'chayvul b'chaveir b'yom ha-kippurim chayiv b'kulam. What if someone was chayvul b'chaveir b'yom ha-kippurim? This is speaking about, he caught up someone's hand in Yom Kippur. So he's also chayiv b'kulam. Now let us just appreciate pshat in this halacha. Number one, there's a sheet of Rav Nechunya ben HaKonesh, os yom ha-kippurim kishabas l'tashlumim. Nechunya ben HaKonesh are just like Mrs. Bezen, Pathas, Koras, also Pathas, some Tashlumim. We don't pass them like Nechunya ben HaKonesh. Fine, okay. So, Memela, according to Nechunya ben HaKonesh, if a person is chayvul b'chaveir yom ha-kippurim, you're potter to pay. Because by Kodesh you say, Kim Lev Darabne. Oh, we don't pass on Nechunya Ben Yekon. But Kan Shayel Aben, let's forget about the Nechunya Ben Yekon. But the Chayvul B'yema Kippum, this Malkish, there's a lot of the Anasiyas Malachi. He Chayvul someone, he did a Malachi. So why doesn't the Malkis pater the Chiyiv Tashlumin? So on this Kasha, there are three Mahalchim. Let's just mention the three Mahalchim. The Rambam learned Pshat that the Emerson, we have the same Kasha all the time by Chayvul. But whenever a person hits someone else, there's also a love. There's Malkis, La Yosef, not allowed to hit someone. So why do you ever pay Nezek? You should get Malkis, and the Malkis Shepatim and Tashlumin. So Befeirish Ribse Teire Chayvi Chayvul L'Tashlumim. The Teire said that the Tashlumim of Chavola is unique. And here the Malkis doesn't pater the Tashlumim, no. Pumfakel. The Tashlumim paters the Malkis. So now, what? So maybe you don't get Lo Yosef, you don't get Lo Yosef, and you get your pay. So the Rambam holds. Now, one could say, that's a gilui in the love of Lo Yosef. Lo Yosef, good, in this love we see that, the Tashlumim, is Deiche the Malkis. Another lab, Meiche Teisi, I should say such a thing. Another lab. I mean, let's talk about another case. Let's say a person will burn, a Godish in Yom Kippur. They will master him. Now there the Chiv is not Al Tzchavola, there the Chiv is Al Tzmazik. L'chayre there, the din is Zicher, that will get Malkis. And he won't get Malkus for Yom Kippur, and he won't have to pay for the Godish. The Malkus will pater the Tashlumim. But the Rambam holds, but Tashlumei Chavola are unique. Whenever Tashlumei Chavola meet up with a lav, Tashlumim, you take the Tashlumim, and you're not like on the lav. This is the Shitas HaRambam, I think the Miri also is like that. That's one Mahalach. Meredike Chiddush. A second Mahalach, the Rishash wants to tie that we could live on easy street. We can say our Mishnah is speaking about they weren't mass for him. So it's Chayvi Malka Shaygigim. Alocha we paskin. Chayvi Malka Shaygigim does not pata from Tashlumim. So Mamela, so the Stamazi no problem. Or others want to say there's a man that holds Chayvi Malka Shaygigim does pata from Tashlumim is going according to Rameh that holds Loika Mishalim. Let's go further. A choyvel be'eved ivri chayiv be'kulon. If a person was choyvel in an eved ivri, chayiv be'kulon chutz min ha'sheves bizman shehu shaloi. That means if an odayin was choyvel in his eved ivri, he will not have to pay sheves. Now, I'd like to elaborate two nekudas on this halacha. Emerson, we had on Daf Pei Vov Amud Aleph a big machlokes harishonim. Shitas HaTosfos was Achayvul be'eved ivri shel chaveroi sheves ktano, that means the sheves that when he's bedridden goes to the other. Rava holds like that, Abai holds like that, it goes to the other. Abalber explains this halacha beautifully. He says, an Eved Ivri is koni l'malachtai. Yeah, he says, I don't have a kinyan, but l'malachtai belongs to me. I purchased an Eved Ivri, he's mine l'malachtai. The shevis is given, if the malachet that you were capable of doing was not done. So he says, if the eved belongs to the odayin, l'malachtoi, so the tashlumei sheves, which is in place of the malachet, goes to the bailam on the malachet. So memele, so we hear before that paper, if someone is chayvul be'eved ivri shal chaveri, he pays sheves k'tana to the odayin. And therefore the Mishnah says, and if the Odin was Chayvul, so since he's Maila Malachi, so I don't have to pay Shevis, because the Shabbos is b'mokim the Malachi, in I'm a bailam on the Malachi. He's koni le Malachi. So that's, the Mishnah is very good. Now, Taisvis and the Afevavah Medalev brought down Ashitas Hagayinim, and a chayvel be'evet ivri, shall chaveri, you pay the evet Shabbos. Pay the evet Shabbos. We mentioned the Chedusherim, what the Lomdus is, but Al Kaponim, you pay the Eved Shabbos. Now we have a shtickle problem. You pay the Eved Shabbos, so why if we don't reckon that the, I mean, so let's be Megashim Dinyan. I'm Chayvon Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri is bedridden for 6 weeks. The owner of the Eved Ivri is Mama, she's Eved Eitzis. He needs this Eved Ivri. He bought him and, sorry. He gives the Shabbos to the Eved Ivri. Now go and talk him. Nebuch. The owner loses. The Chiyuv Shabbos is, you are mashbis the Eved Mimlachta, you have to pay him the Shabbos. And the owner, he lost, Nebuch, he lost. But he doesn't get the Shabbos. So, l'chayre, so according to that Shita, so why if, so the Chiyuv Shabbos to the one you are mashbis Mimlachta, so why if the Adain was Chayvel and the Eved, he's part of him Shabbos. So this kasha, the Marav Ranschenberg asked on that pei bava medala from our Mishnah, he mentions it over here also, and that pei zayin. The Marav Ranschenberg says something very interesting. The crux of the teretz is that if there is chalachi of Shabbos, it goes to the Eved. You are mashbis to Eved Memloche. But the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that if he's the odin of the Eved, there's never chal achiyev Shabbos. There's never chal achiyev tashlumei Shabbos. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. We have to understand the Eimek HaDvorim, see a similar svar in Taisvis. But that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that an Odoin, since Lamaise is the one that is kind of the Malachi, so Al Kaponim, his Chabolah is not Machayev him to pay Shabbos. HaChoyvel Be'evet Knani Shalachayev. If a person is chayiv be'evet knani shalachayim, chayiv be'kulam. He's chayiv in everything. He pay hei dvorim. Rav Yudah Eimer ain lavodim boishes. You don't pay boishes, there's no chayiv tashlumei boishes to a evet knani. Cheresh shayte ve'kotten p'giyosan ro. If you meet up with a cheresh shayte ve'kotten, it's not an ideal situation. Ha'choyvel behen chayiv. You'll be choyvel in them, you have to pay them. Behem shechovlu ba'cherem p'turim. And they're choyvel, they're potter. Cheresheit v'kotnos olah ba'chiyuve. So memele, it's not a ideal situation to meet up with them because they can do whatever they want with you and they won't have to pay a penny. And if you do anything to them, you'll have to pay them. Ha'eved v'ha'isha p'giyos anro. Now, the Gemara says, an eved knani and the isha p'giyos anro. Ha'chayvul b'hem chayiv. Ye'chayvul in them, ye'chayiv. V'hem she'chavlu b'acherem p'turim. But if they were chayvul in someone else, they're potter. Why are they potter? Really, they're b'achiyuvet. But they don't have money. They come with a tiny ainli. Anisha will see, but if she hears the Baal has a kinyan, look, you can't touch it. This money is not touched. We'll see later in the sugya. And then the knani zicha, he doesn't have any money to pay. He owes, that's right, he's b'chay. But he doesn't have any money. Finished. Avo mishalmim la'achazman. But if the case will come about that later they'll get money, and the mechuyev to pay. They want potter to pay. Isha is a bachiyuva, and Eved Knani is a bachiyuva. They don't have any money. Now they... So, nisgar she'isha nishtacha ha'eved, chayovim l'shalim. So then they chayev to pay. Because now, if they get money. Ha'make oviv v'imoi v'osobem chaburet. What if a person was make oviv v'osobem chaburet? Here we have a chiv Mrs. Besdin already. Achivu b'chaveirei b'shabes. Also, we have a chiv Mrs. Besdin. Potter mikulum, mibnei shu nidoin benafshay. Because it's a chiv of kimle b'drabmenei. So the mele, the chiv Mrs. Besdin, ulpata from Tashlumin. Bachoivel be'evet knani shaloi, pota mikulam. A person is choivel in his own evet knani, is pota to pay anything. Zot Rashi, v'shoi reine mishalam elonezek, k'doma be'perik beis ish ba'amisai v'loi sher ba'amisai. Sher doesn't pay alagbol. Potom it may blood is kedama b'sher shenogach anoshim ki notz anoshim b'lo yishvorem. Ma'ako v'vime nechay bat shiasa b'em chabure b'elena nechnoke. Hevet v'ishe shechov lo b'achem pturim. She'il hem ma'le shalem. Nizgar shohi isha v'nishtach ha'evet v'kono nechosim. Chayovim le shalem. Shrem etchila hein chayovim. Ebu mochi b'ol olon. O she'in ma'le shalem. You can't touch this money. The Baal has already schusim in this money. So you can't get a, can't be goyve this money. Let us see Taisvitz. Be'evet knani shaloi potam miku. Ve'im taima. V'hopar fuwasai chayiv. Fak Taisvitz. The Odin is Mechuyev Berfuwasai. The Koma of a Perikama de Gitten is a member of Rabbi Yochan in the Gitten. Gabi Keiteya Yad Avdoi Shol Chaveroi Noisin Shiftoi Ulefuwasai Lerabboi. Says if a person, we have here an Eveknani, we have here another person in the Odin of the Eveknani. So it says that if Reuven, let's say, cut off the hand of an Eveknani, you give Shevis and Ripui to the Odin. Uporech refuosoi didehi, the boy itsuyebe, he has to get healed. So the Mephoshim bring a raya from this Gemara. We already mentioned the Chakira. The Chiyav Ripui is not famosoi, you give payments for refuah. The Chiyav is to be merape. You're mechuyev to be merape. Therefore, the Gemara have him in if the Mazik alone is a roipe. So he'll be the roipe. The Gemara says, no, the Chayil doesn't trust him. But there's a Chiyav Ripui. You made someone sick, you have to heal him. Frek the Gemara, why is Rufu also a rabbi? That means if it's Tamasai, I owe you money, Shevis I owe money, Boishas I owe money, I owe money. So I owe money, so my mail does a din, Mashikan Evet Kan a rabbi. So it goes to the rabbi. But Ripi, I don't owe you money. You have to heal him. you give him that this person needs medical care, and you go and you give the money. It's $1,000 bill. They'll pay for the doctors in the hospital. You give him $1,000, and that, but the effort is that's not Ripi. Ripi is not a money asik. Ripi is the merape. So fact the Gemara. So why do you give the Ripi to the other? ומשני ליצריך ידמדו להיימי ועבדו סמך הריף ועיצה בתלוס היימי. So the Gemara in Gittin answers, this is speaking about a different case in God's. You know what the case is speaking about? The case is speaking about that when they came to Bezin, the doctor said that this person needs a refuah for 5 days. A refuah for 5 days means that this is the medicine is not too strong and there won't be any after effects. And 5 days he has to take a certain amount of medicine. Because this person, let's make it a little interesting, that he has to take a pill, 200 milligrams, a pill for 5 days, and this pill costs $10 a pill. So he's given for 5 days, it's a mamela, he has to buy 5 pills. He came over to the pharmacist, he says, what if I buy a 350 milligram pill? How much does that cost? Oh, that costs $650. $650? Wow! I have to go and, for 350, I have to go and give him 5 pills, so gave him a 350, he bought 3 pills, and 350 milligrams a pill, right? And after 3 days, he's healed. Mama, she has stomach. And that's not my issue. I look upon him. The machla was taken care of in 3 days. He saved some money. He saved some money because, he saved some money. So now, so the Gemara is speaking about that case. Gemara is speaking about, but Bezin said, no. You were mechuyif to give him 5 200-milligram pills. Was supposed to cost you $50. You saved some money. I'm sorry. This was not a legitimate eifen of ripoy. Good, he's healed. But you're not going to save on his stomach aches. You have to give him the money what you owed him for 5 200-milligram pills. So that the Gemara says, but why is an evet knani? So now there's no more meduba on the ripoy. He's healed lemaisa. Whatever the infection was taken care of with 3 pills. But lemaisa, that means ripoy goes to the other. Then the ripoy goes to the other because al kapadim. Now it's ready. It's a schus moment. It's not anymore ripoy. He's healed. So that goes to the other. Aber al kapadim, let's be ehrlich. But al kapadim, we see from the Gemara in Gittin, but stamazoi. So the Gemara says, Ripi goes to the Eved. Stamazai, you have to heal the Eved. So Taisus says, Akasha, so what is Pshat in our Mishnah? The last bov in the Mishnah, Achoy will be the Knani Shaloi, Potter Mikulon, he's Potter from Chas Shalom. Why is he Potter Mikulon? He's Chayven Ripui. Why is he Potter Mikulon? He has to heal, the Chiv Ripui is a healing. That's not, that Taisus Kasha. Deshloim edachanami potem mikulam, hainu min ayisraim damdu behaybe tzibigil. Einachanami. A Mishnah, you have to learn a Mishnah with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean he's potter, period, from Ripui. It means he's potter. It means if he made such a asik and he got away with 3 pills of 350 milligrams, some amela, so the rest of the money, he's potter. Because the rest is a eschus money. The place is right. When time of a tifshim in Masnissen, the yochel of lab, loyma la'evet asei imi veini zonach, with the potter be Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah says he's potter from Shabbos, and there's a stam Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't elaborate if he's giving him his zaynes, if he's not giving him his zaynes. Now, l'chayre, the whole schus in Shabbos is, since Maisi Yoda belongs to him, so, He doesn't have to pay Shabbos. But if he doesn't give him his own, his Maisi Yodav doesn't belong to him, so then he should have to pay Shabbos. And the Mishnah says, Tam Yepotah from Shabbos. So it would seem that he always gets Maisi Yodav even though it doesn't give him his own. So Taisi says, no, V'yishloim Adachim Mayri Bezon Esa Evet. Period. Okay. Umiyu Koshe. My kamashmon Rabbi Yechanan, shenoisen refuosel Rabbi, daina yisrin de itzim begimo, masnisen id the potter mikulo. So now Taisus asked Akashe, Taisus said that our Mishnah is speaking about that what the ordain is potter from Ripui means if he healed them with 3 days refuos and he saved money on the other 2 day refuos, so that belongs to the other. That was a chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan in Gittin. And Taisus says, that's our Mishnah. So what is Rabbi Yochanan telling us? Al kainire shesh lechalik bein hacherem choyvlem boy, bein lorab atzmai choyvlem boy, shrei zocha bakar. So Taisus now wants to say a new shtik teire. Taisus is choyze from the previous shtik teire. Taisus wants to say that we can't compare when someone else is choyvel, and this chal chiyuvei tashlumim, and there's a deal who gets the tashlumim, or when the odin is choyvel, legabi the odin is a different shulchan aruch in Gatz. Since he's his eved, and he's so the shulchan aruch that is said by everyone who's choyvel neveknani, neveknani is like a yid, is chiyuvei chavala, but the odin is a different shulchan aruch. So Mela, so Taisus wants to say, so Mela, we can follow from all the Shtiklach Teira, what we said. And Odin does not become obligated, when he hits his Eved, he's not become obligated to pay him back. He's not mechuyiv to be merape him. And so the Marsha says, Afilu by Shevis also, could be it's speaking about that he didn't give him his own. We can't compare when someone else was choyvel, Then there's the yunim, how much goes to the Eved, how much goes to the Odin. But when the Odin is chayvul, there's never chal achiyev to shlumim whatsoever.